What is up, best life seekers? You are listening to Dreamcatcher, the podcast with your host, Mark Rudd Larson. Mark believes that at one time or another, we have all had dreams. Dreams for the future and dreams of a better life. In this podcast, Mark will feature people who have gone after, fought for, and caught their dreams. Mark and his guests will share the tips and tools that they've used to create their best lives. So sit back, listen, and learn so you too can get started catching all your dreams and living your best life. Now here's your host, Mark Rudd Larson.
Mark Rudd Larson here for the Dreamcatcher Podcast. Thanks for joining me. Well, today, December 31st, 2023, I can't believe that this year is already over. So tomorrow, new day, when this episode drops, January 1st, 2024. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. And I'm actually changing things up because a lot of people have the mindset to change things up January 1st. Sporting my hat that I got for Christmas from my aunt. Actually up in my kind of mini office upstairs and just changing everything up because I think it's good to change things up, not necessarily on January 1st, but anytime it needs to be done. And I think that is where we kind of have our downfall in catching our dreams. I think the majority of people would like a better life. You know, some people are living their dreams, and that's awesome. But I would think the majority, that's why they start these New Year's resolutions on January 1st. And, you know, that's fine. But a resolution can be done at any time. And the thing is, most of the time, the resolutions don't last maybe 10 days, I think. And then you're back to the pattern that you've been in that you didn't like to begin with is why, and it's because you did the resolution is because you didn't like it. So if that makes sense, basically you did the resolutions because you did not like the way your life was going and you wanted something better. Well, that is where I come in. Mark Larson, Mark Rudd Larson, the Dreamcatcher. And, I've been talking to quite a few people because I'm trying to find out why people are not getting their dreams. And, I think a lot of people have the best of intentions on with getting their dreams. I think a lot of people don't know how to go about it. Or if they do go about it, there's things that that kind of keep them from doing it. And I know one thing, I was reading a thing this morning that a lot of people, when they go to catch their dreams, it's very good. But to catch your dreams, you have to change. You have to be the person that is able to live that dream. And that includes you changing. You cannot stay where you're at and expect to live the dream you have been living. You're living the life you've been living. And I'm here to say that a lot of times that's kind of out of your comfort zone. And the thing I hadn't really thought about until this morning is you also, the people around you probably are going to not care for you changing who you are. And I hadn't thought about that being some resistance there, because when you start changing who you are, the people around you are used to the way you have been. And they probably don't like it because you are taking action where they know they should, but they aren't. So they're going to try and slow you down, put roadblocks in the way to keep you to the person as that they know you are. And I had not thought about that. You know, that is one definitely an area that I need to address. Because to catch your dream is not the easiest thing. It's worth it. Let me tell you, it's worth it. But it is something that you have to become part of. Your being has to become part of the person that does the dream you want to live, if that makes sense. You can't stay where you're at. You have to change. Like anything, if you wanted to become, you know, an athlete, you have to do the stuff that athlete would do. Or doctor. I always use the example of doctor. So you have to change to the person that is doing that. Like actions bring like results. Or working out. You know, I was talking to my trainer the other day, and I thought it was very interesting that most of the people, there's a good share of the people that don't even finish their free sessions that they have for their training. And it's like, I don't get that. Because if it's free, it's not costing you anything except for your time. And I guess they would have the time if they even initially thought they were going to do the training. So what is stopping them there? Well, it gets uncomfortable when you start changing yourself. I can tell you, I'm not even close to the same person I was a year ago, and probably won't be the same a year from now. But it gets uncomfortable, you know, doing the workout. Yeah, because it's something new that you haven't done. But that, you kind of get over. But you just have to think, is this really me? I mean, this is going to be me. And it is uncomfortable. And like the saying is, you have to get uncomfortable. You know, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I didn't know exactly when I started this journey what that meant. But I can tell you, with catching your dreams, it is something that you just have to do. I think it's life. You just, because there's always something coming up. There's a leveling up, which, you know, is getting you to the next level so you can go further into your dream process. And that's where it gets, you have to be determined. You have to do the discipline. And that is where discipline really comes in. Because when you are, like, when you have those free sessions, the discipline would keep you going at least through they until they're done to see if this actually is for you. I don't understand how you can know it's not for you if you don't even at least finish that. But I find that is the way on most things that people do. Most people don't carry through on the things that they want to do. They get comfortable. And I'm one of those people that, you know, comfortable is great, but it's also detrimental because when you're comfortable, you just kind of go exist through life and you're not getting all the things you could be doing. You know, you're working for the weekend, you know, this thing, and then Sunday fun day, and then waiting for retirement. And in this day and age, I can't believe that we're still having that mindset. It is something that should have been done when the 20th century ended, because if you're waiting for those, I can tell you that I see people that wait for the weekend, wait for, you know, to have a vacation, maybe a week or two, a week, or a year, I mean, or retire. And then they get to retire and they may not have enough money. I hear a lot, a lot. And then they still have to keep doing it. So they aren't really gaining ever the ability to get their dream life because they haven't taken the actions that are uncomfortable to get to their dream life. You know, it's like going to the gym, learning something new, going to events, talking to people, doing podcasts, whatever it is that you need to do to get whatever your dream is. Because like I've said before, dreams are given to you for a reason. If you have the dream, you have the ability to carry out that dream, 100%. But you have to do the work to get you to that point. You just can't sit and watch TV and eat and do like you've always done, because those like actions also bring like results. You will be stuck in the same place you've always been, and you'll wonder at the end of your life, which, let me tell you, I can tell you, you go, years pass way too quickly. As a kid, they don't, but they sure do as an adult. But so you don't want to get, you don't want to exist going through your adult life thinking that someday, which is another one of my triggers, some days don't occur, more than likely. Someday you're going to go travel to out of Europe. Maybe you're going to go open a restaurant. Maybe whatever it is, or someday I'm going to, you know, be fit. Today is the day you need to do that. And there's always something you can do every day to get you to your dream. But the first thing you have to do is get your dream so you know exactly what it is. I want you to drill down to know exactly what your dream is. What is it you want to do? And then you need to find the people, like I've said before, that are doing it. And then you start, you know, those people a lot of times are very helpful to show you the way, like myself, like other people that are coaches, just people in general that are very much willing to show you the way. But you have to take action because those people will only be understanding for a certain amount of time. And it's like, if this person's not going to do the work, the reps, they're not going to give you any more information because you're not of your word, and you have to be of your word. And there's going to be, let me tell you, there's going to be times where you don't want to go to the gym. You don't want to do something like a podcast, which is not me because I love podcasting, but and talking. But there's learning a new skill or just whatever it is it takes to get to your dream. You have to do that. That is where that's where it gets kind of difficult, but it really doesn't, because once you get into that mindset, it just becomes natural. It just, like, doing this on a Sunday, you know, on a holiday weekend, basically, I don't find this as work. And I, you know, everybody's like, you have to work hard, you know, and it's like, I don't work hard. I work smart. I work pretty much all the time. Kind of always got my brain thinking, but it's not hard work. It's definitely not hard work. I think when you chase something, like with hard work, you chase it away. You need to do smart work. You need to be thinking all the time. It's like, so how can I help these people? What resource can I look at to find the solution to the problem that my people that I wanting to help have? That is when the magic happens. And, but I think, you know, we get so stuck in who we are because, you know, people, I'm going to use this as an example. People that are overweight kind of identify as being overweight. So when they are going to try and lose weight, it changes their whole identity. And that's tough. You know, it's really tough because depending on how long you've been overweight or maybe your whole life or not that long, but that is your identity. And that's how people know you. And when you start, like I said earlier, when you start changing that, losing weight, people will come and they'll try and sabotage you. Let me tell you. And I mean, it's not even evil. It's just that they're used to you being that way. They don't like you changing because it makes them look like they're being slackers, basically, because they're not changing and getting their going to start and chasing their dream. And, you know, that is where I think that's where a lot of people, because our peers, you know, that we are around, the people we're around, can be a big influence on whether you go forward. And you have to get used to that. You have to do it no matter what they say and not really care. You know, it's freeing when you don't care what people think. You need to care when you're trying to help them. And, you know, that side of it, you need to care. But when you're doing something that you believe in your heart, that is something good for you, will be good for the world, good all the way around, you need to just forget what they say and just go for it. And just basically, you kind of ignore it. And you get to the point, you just don't care. And like I said, that's freeing. But yeah, we don't do that. We like to watch our TV. That's why Cheryl and I don't have much of a TV. Our TV is still, it's old. And because if the TV was like one of these modern ones, I'd be more inclined to watch TV. But no, I know that's kind of one of my weaknesses. So we don't have a TV that, it is small and it's still the tube type. And so I don't do that. Just like if you're wanting to lose weight, you know, in that goal, don't have a food that you can't handle eating, you know, not eating. And I have that problem, especially around Christmas, which I think a lot of us do, you know, all the goodies and stuff. And it's like, it's there. And if it's there, it's so much easier to eat it than if it weren't there. If you have to go to the store and get it, it's not as likely that you're going to go do that and eat it. But it's just like, you know, and take a second chance at thinking about that. It's like, oh, if I eat this whole pizza or whatever, or a dozen donuts, what is that going to do to my future self that I want to become? It's not going to be that is not what your future self would do. Your future self would say, no, I'm not eating that whole pizza. I might eat one piece of pizza. And, you know, I think that's cool. I think that gives you, satisfies your craving. And then you go on to doing whatever you need to do the rest of the day. And don't bring donuts in. That's another one. If I have donuts around or sweets, cookies, I can't help myself. They have to be out of the house. And, you know, that kind of thing's the triggers. The things that trigger you to fail on catching your dreams. And I want you, I mean, I'm not a big fan of vision boards, but think about the person, what that person will look like, what that person will dress like, what that person will do in a day's time, or a week's time, or a month's time. What will they do? How will you feel? I mean, will you feel awesome? You'll be more sleek. You'll be, how are they dressing? I want you to have such a clear picture in your brain of how the person that's catching your dreams looks like and acts like and just is in general towards the world. And you got to be so clear because, once again, things happen. Life happens. And it'll make you stumble. And if you aren't so clear on your goal of that dream life, you will not get it. And I think that's why the majority of people don't, because life does happen. And I can tell you it has happened so much for Cheryl and I this year. I mean, it's been good, but it's been a challenging year, to say the least. And that's why I haven't stopped. Actually, these things that have been trying to, I don't know, trip us up, I don't know if that's the right words, but it's made me stronger. It's like, no, I'm getting this goal. I know in my mind what is going to happen. And there is no way that I'm not getting that. It's just like, no, I'm going to show you that if you tried to trip me up, universe or whatever, it's just like, no. And you know what? it wasn't trying to trip me up, because life happens for you, not to you. It was trying to gain me, have me get strength so I can become the person that is going to help change the world so people catch their dreams more. So I'm a mouthpiece for the people that don't have the opportunity to say stuff to the world, that where we need help with our health care in this country, where there's so many people on the street, where we just, you know, it's not helping with the stuff we do. Yeah, you give food to the people on the street for, you know, one meal. What does that help? That isn't the solution. That's just a bandage. You know, that helps for 2 seconds. They're not hungry for 2 seconds, and then they're hungry again. And healthcare. How many people don't go to the doctor, even with the Affordable Care Act, which I'm very much against, because it still costs too much? You know, I've said that before. There's so many things that really do need to be looked at in every country. But I'm going to be the one that is in amongst others that are going to work towards getting stuff for everybody and get us back to where we control our politicians. The politicians have lost their focus on who their bosses are. They don't tell us what to do. We tell them what to do. They are our bosses. And it's just like, and they don't, most of them don't care. They're just there for the money and getting the perks. I don't know how we got so far off in this country, but it's time to get that back to the way it's supposed to be, the way our founding fathers believed that this country should be run. And I digress on that, but that's my goal. That's my dream. That's what I will do. It isn't if, I will do it. And you're going to see me on so many more platforms. You're going to know my name. And I guarantee you. And but getting back to your goals and your dreams, I want that dream clear as can be. I want it crystal clear. I want you to write it down. I really am a fan of writing it down and putting it into the physical. Whether you journal, have a vision board. Actually, I have a whiteboard. I have two whiteboards that I write down the goals. And I look at those daily. And I have found that those goals come to fruition just by having them written down. And listen to the universe. That's another thing. We have so much noise in today's world. And I think that keeps a lot of people from the dreams too, because they either have AirPods in or they're on their phone. I mean, my gosh, the other day I saw taking his trash out to the street and he was on his phone. It's like, really, there's something that important that you need to be on your phone when you're doing that for a minute or whatever it was going to take. You need to get rid of the noise. You need to actually silence. I've said this many times. Silence has answers. Go for walks. Go for runs. Go just work out. You know, go sit in the park with nothing except for you. I mean, you will hear, because there are voices. The universe speaks and speaks to me a lot. And you may think I'm crazy, but I'm not, because I hear every day from the universe and God. And it's awesome. And, you know, when you start having these things when you're trying to get your dream and you wonder what's next, if you reach out, because you have your angels, archangels, God, whatever, are there to help you. But you have to ask for the help. You have to reach out, because they won't help you without you asking for the help. And it's just, I have come with so many things this year. And that was another reason why the universe, God, put us through the things that Cheryl and I have been going through basically since July. It is, it got us to count on God. I talked to God and he's like, I needed to take all these things away so you didn't depend on yourself, but you depended on me. And, you know, I always thought God was real, but now I know he is. And it's so cool. It is so, so cool. And I look forward to going forward with helping him and his word and getting so much better, the positives and everything else, and people catching their dreams in this world. And I believe that is what my calling was actually from the very beginning of this life. And I can't let anybody down, because there are people waiting for me. There are also people waiting for you to catch your dreams, because it's kind of selfish when you don't catch your dreams, because the people that you could help because you catch your dreams are still waiting. And if you don't catch them, they have to wait for somebody else to come along and maybe not ever have anybody come along. And don't be selfish. You know, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish to yourself, which is the worst part. And don't be selfish to the world. The world is waiting for you. No matter what your mindset is, if you may not think, what do I have to offer? I hear that many times. It's like, you're here. If you weren't here, God would not have you still here. If that made sense. You have a reason. Since you're still here, you have a reason to be here. God has a reason for each and every one of us to be here in this world. And when we're done, then it's time for us to leave. And I believe that when your mission, whatever journey is done in this world, you will leave. And you will not really have an option on it. It will be time for you to move on. And my opinion. But yeah, it's just, let's get this dream thing going, especially for 2024. I'm still going to do my Central Nebraska Rocks. It's going to be in Hastings. I've talked about that before. And that's just the beginning, because I have a lot of people come up and ask me, how can we do this? How can I do this? How can I travel? How can I, help with money things? And, I may not be able to help you directly, but I know a lot of people worldwide that could help you with whatever problem you're dealing with. I love connecting people because they're there. That's what they're there for. And that's why I met them, so I could connect you with them. And everything happens for a reason. There is no such thing as randomness. There's synchronicities, but no randomness. Everything is exactly the way it's supposed to. Everything happens at the time it's supposed to, the way it's supposed to. And the more you get into your journey, you will see that, because that is what's happened to myself and Cheryl. It's just like Cheryl's had, the cancers and everything. She has missions yet to do because she's still here. And, me too. And it's just, yeah. But so, recap, I want you to get crystal clear on your dream. I want you to write it down, whether it's journaling, vision board, all those things, whiteboard. I want you to look at it daily, actually multi times daily. I want you to think about it. I want you to think, what do I need to do to become the person that does that dream? And if you don't know, search online. That's the nice thing about the internet. You're going to find somebody that's doing what you want to do. And maybe reach out to them. And just start doing that. If you need to do whatever, get this degree, or if you need to do this thing you need to learn, you go do it. And the thing, when you learn that stuff, you start becoming like that person that's going to be living the dream. So, so on that, I'm going to let you go. Happy New Year. I look forward to many more podcasts with all of you. I'm always here to help. I may be winded or windy or whatever you want to call it. But my heart is there for all of you. And like I've said many times, I love people. I will make sure this world is a better place when I leave it. And I hope I get so much ripple. I will get so much ripple in the world that you're going to know me. And on that, Happy New Year, and take care, be safe, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.